to a job. You're a person who's looking for a specific job.
During the interview, Houston says you shouldn't portray yourself as something you're not.
The worst thing I think that could happen is you set up this nice image for somebody, and they hire that image, and then you show up for work.
Houston says employers want specific answers to their questions. He suggests preparing in advance by rehearsing answers to anticipated questions. I'm Rich Solomon.
Stakeout in the Queens section of New York by New York City police has led to the arrest of a man charged with murdering an elderly man in Springfield's North End. New York Detective Jerry Shevlin saying they arrested Anthony Collazo last night after getting tips from Springfield police. Authorities allege Collazo was one of three people who killed Francisco Soto in a burglary that netted $2. Soto's body was found January 3rd in his Lowell Street apartment, and one of his neighbors and another teenager were arrested and charged with his murder. Authorities say they aren't sure when Collazo will be returned to the Commonwealth. The other defendants are 18-year-old Torres and 17-year-old Ramon Rodriguez. Collazo is in his 20s. A hearing-impaired man is undergoing psychiatric evaluations after being charged with killing his deaf and pregnant girlfriend in Springfield. Authorities say Edward Powell came to the police station yesterday and reported killing someone. Police then found the body of 25-year-old Kathy Peterson between two beds in her apartment in Winchester Square. Police allege the murder stemmed from an argument between the couple over custody of their 2-year-old son. The son was unharmed. A state financing agency says it may provide subsidies for a new bus terminal in Northampton. Mark Leff of the Massachusetts Industrial Finance Agency says it has given preliminary approval for $1.3 million in low-interest bonding for the project. Leff says a final decision is going to be made during a public hearing January 31st. There are reports that President Reagan will visit Boston next Wednesday, but the White House won't confirm it yet. Advance men have been in Boston this week making arrangements for a possible visit. The president is expected to visit the Digital Equipment Corporation plant in the Roxbury section as a key example of inner-city development. The plant in the Cross Industrial Park has 275 employees, most of them minorities and city residents. A lack of Senate action has prohibited Northampton from receiving about $1 million in state funding for the reconstruction of the Leeds Dam. Action on a supplemental budget containing those funds failed. Now, Northampton State Representative William Nagel says in order to get those funds, he has to have a new plan of attack, and he told us what that plan is.
I will attach the money to House 1 or the regular state budget, and in that way it has to go through. I think that with the water crisis that the state is facing, to have a dam and as a potential water resource that has for this city and certainly for the whole area in general, it's a priority that we have to do.
And now Nagel says increased construction costs have pushed the price tag of the project to about $1.5 million. Information news time, 6 minutes before one. Northampton's music education program has seven students in the Massachusetts Music Educators Association annual Western District Festival this year. Three in the board and the orchestra. Students have been working hard along with the other almost 400 high school students from our area selected to perfect the pieces and perform the pieces. They'll perform at the festival concert tonight. According to concert coordinator Dennis Brown, the concert is more than just talented high school students.
They'll be performing starting at 7 o'clock. The program, of course, is to further music education in the schools. It gives all of the students a great chance to play with some fine young musicians and in ensembles that they probably wouldn't be able to play in their own high school.
Veteran Springfield newspaper State House reporter Philip Brunel is dead at the age of 44. Brunel was found yesterday in his West Springfield apartment by a colleague after editors became worried when he didn't show up for work. A medical examiner ruled he died of natural causes. Brunel started his career in his native Vermont, where he grew up in Mount Pelier. He also worked as a reporter in New Hampshire And he joined the Daily News in Springfield in 1963, to be exact, and was the State House reporter for the Union and Daily News from 1969 to 1979. He spent his last few days, and last few years, in fact, as a general assignment reporter who pinch hit on political stories at the Morning Union. Funeral arrangements are incomplete. Veteran Springfield newspaper political writer Philip Brunel, dead at the age of 44. 4 minutes before 1 o'clock on WHMP, sunny, cool, high temperature of 34, according to Bruce DePriest of the Travelers Weather Service. And we're going to have some precipitation coming in from the south. That storm is going to come up the coast that hit much of the southern states and blanketed Atlanta and parts of Texas with some ice. And we're going to have some freezing rain to boot here tomorrow in the greater Northampton area. Information news time is 4 minutes before 1.
What can we do for you today?
O'Brien Drug on Main Street, Northampton can do so many things for you today and every day. Open 7 days a week, O'Brien Drug carries all the leading over-the-counter preparations, including hay fever medications, vitamins and acids, cold remedies, and many others. O'Brien Drug also features photographic supply and processing, as well as cosmetics and toiletries, and a complete line of attractive greeting cards.
What can we do for you today?
As a prescription center, O'Brien Drug is always there, serving you with speed and accuracy. Monday through Friday from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays from 9 to 3, Sundays from 9 till 8. Bringing your prescription to this friendly, competent pharmaceutical outlet, you'll be pleased by the careful attention to your needs and the prompt, efficient service you'll receive. First aid kits are also available at O'Brien Drug.
What can we do for you today?
A great deal at O'Brien Drug, Main Street, Northampton.
Information news time is 3 minutes before 1 o'clock. Some quick notes for you. Elizabeth Taylor and Carol Burnett, roommates, well, that'll be the case in the upcoming movie, Intimate Strangers. They'll portray middle-aged women drawn together after their divorces and struggling against loneliness, tight finances, and alcohol. The film is to be seen on the home box office pay television network. At a Los Angeles news conference announcing the movie, both actresses took turns cracking jokes. Taylor says of her pay for the movie, quoting now, "It'll feed my parrot." Of the characters, Taylor says, she plays the nympho, and I play the... Burnett says, quoting now, "A job's a job. Elizabeth and I played two women, and they wanted Dustin Hoffman. He couldn't do it." The Travelers Weather Service forecast of meteorologist Bruce DePriest. Sunny today. It's going to be cool the remainder of the day and the high temperature of 34. As far as tonight is concerned, it will become cloudy with a slight chance of a flurry in the low temperature in the teens, perhaps as high as the low 20s or so. And we'll have some sleet and snow mixed with some freezing rain. And the high temperature tomorrow will be in the low 30s, and it's too soon to tell how much in the way of accumulation we're going to get. Currently, the temperature is 34 degrees. We have 31 degrees, 57% humidity, the southeast wind at 5, and the barometric pressure is 30.52 inches, and it is falling. Stay tuned for ABC News at 1 o'clock. This is Pioneer Valley 1400. WHMP, Northampton.
Beat new car prices with a high-quality, economical used car from Cernac Buick East Hampton. They're on the lot at Cernac. Well-cared-for used cars, many with very low mileage. Come in this week for your best selection, including an 81 Dodge Omni 024 model two-door hatchback with AM/FM stereo, radio, and sunroof. Low mileage, a four-door 81 Citation hatchback with air conditioning, an 81 Volkswagen diesel with extremely low mileage, an 80 Buick LeSabre diesel wagon, an 80 Camaro Z28 with manual transmission, 27,000 miles, a 79 Toyota Celica two-door coupe, an 81 Buick Regal two-door coupe with extremely low mileage, air conditioning, and AM/FM stereo, an 80 Ford Futura two-door coupe with low mileage, plus other top-notch used cars available now at the dealer known for integrity and economy, Cernac Buick, Northampton Street, East Hampton. Mr. Goodrun says, keep that great GM feeling with genuine GM parts.
It's 1 o'clock and time for ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. President Reagan said today he will push for family-oriented issues in the new Congress, even though economic issues are getting the headlines. Mr. Reagan, in his weekly Saturday radio address, noted that today marks the 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision on abortion.
Until someone can prove the child is not a life, shouldn't we give it the benefit of the doubt and assume it is? That's why I favored legislation to end the practice of abortion on demand and why I will continue to support it in the new Congress.
And President Reagan also reaffirmed his support for voluntary prayer in public schools. I'll have more after this.
GMAC has big news about low financing. Now, qualified buyers can get 11.9 annual percentage rate financing on new 83 GM models at participating GM dealers. 11.9, not just on selected models, but any new 83 GM car or light truck ordered by February 28th or delivered from stock by March 31st. Your GM dealer has details. Dealer financial participation may affect consumer cost.
For GMAC financing.
11.9.
Baseball players do a lot more than come out on the field for a game. They spend time driving cars just like you do. I'm Johnny Bench of the Cincinnati Reds, and I have this safety tip for you when you're behind the wheel. Make it click. Buckle up. Use your safety belt every time you get into your car or van or truck. Don't take chances with the game of life. Why strike out when a safety belt can get you home free?
This winning from the National Safety Council.
U.S. Middle East envoy Philip Habib met today with Egyptian President Mubarak in Cairo amid reports some movement on troop withdrawals from Lebanon had been accomplished. ABC's Alice Brinton reports from Cairo.
Habib said he was here to brief the president on the status of his efforts in Lebanon. He then announced he was going on to Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, reports from Lebanon say that the Lebanese government has agreed to a U.S. proposed compromise to have Americans man electronic surveillance stations in Lebanon, which would lead to a partial pullback of Israeli, Syrian, and Palestinian forces as soon as next month. This move is likely to be welcomed by Egypt, who has long called for a total withdrawal of all foreign troops from Lebanon. Alice Brinton, ABC News, Cairo.
A crippled Soviet spy satellite, nuclear-powered, continues to lose altitude. It's expected to fall out of orbit, burn up, and perhaps splash some radioactive debris on Earth sometime tomorrow evening. The Soviet Union is also talking about a re-entry tomorrow, but is putting down any fears about radioactive contamination. The Soviets say any fragments that do not burn up in the atmosphere will not exceed international accepted limits. The Pentagon says there is only a 2% chance the debris will come down on the United States. Soviet astronauts continue to dream in black and white and dream mostly about things on Earth. The official news agency TASS interviewed cosmonaut Anatoly Berezovoy, who along with Valentin Lebedev returned in early December from a record 211 days in space. Lebedev says he had one dream that worried him. He was allowed to go home and see his family, then return to his space station. He was running late, he said, and worried how his partner was doing all alone. Lebedev said he was relieved when he woke up and found out he had no need to hurry because he hadn't really been anywhere. South Dakota Governor Bill Janklow says state workers will be removed from the Pine Ridge Indian reservations if the Oglala Sioux tribe goes ahead with a plan to impose its own income tax on them. State employees do several jobs on the reservation, including the distribution of food stamps and running welfare programs. Governor Janklow says when the tribe tries to tax state workers who are only there to help them, the employees will be taken off the reservation. CARE, the International Relief Organization, says it is attracting more money than ever to help the needy overseas, despite the high unemployment rate. CARE operated in 38 foreign countries last year with a budget of $350 million. But Mike Robitaille of CARE's Pacific Southwest Division says addressing domestic needs will become a growing concern. People, he said, believe there is hunger in the U.S. too. Americans donate most of the money to CARE. The group says contributions 6 months of its fiscal year are running 4% above last year. This is ABC News. A high school majorette from Pennsylvania, barred from marching because she was overweight, was the victim of sex discrimination. That's the preliminary conclusion of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Committee in the case of 16-year-old Peggy Ward. Investigators say the weight limit imposed by the Ringgold School District applied to female members of the majorette and drill squads, but not the males. Ward eventually won an exemption from the 126-pound weight limit. She was allowed to march at football games after her parents showed school officials a doctor's excuse. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.
The fabulous 50s are back at Hampshire Mall, along with a fabulous sidewalk sale today. Relive the era of tail fins, shabooms, and hula hoops as Hampshire Mall mixes golden oldies with new low prices. Dozens of fine stores are setting out hundreds of quality items at breathtaking sidewalk sale markdowns. Enjoy big savings and stroll the mall for a look at vintage 1950s automobiles on display. Register for a jukebox giveaway. There'll be hula hoop contests and a limbo contest with lots of prizes. Tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, the mall is featuring two live bands, the Cleftones and Belmonts, playing favorites of the 50s. Bring the family. It's a fun for all as the fabulous 50s come back to Hampshire Mall today. Be sure to stop in at Hampshire Mall, Route 9 Hadley. Be sure to visit WHMP's Radiothon broadcast for the Jimmy Fund, live from the mall today with Ken Coleman, voice of the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, everybody. Fred Manfred with World of Sports. RFK Stadium is rocking in Washington. The NFL title game between the home fans' beloved Redskins and the hated Dallas Cowboys is underway. On hand in the nation's capital for World of Sports is ABC's Chris Corr.
Fred, the Cowboys took the opening kickoff 70 yards down the field to the Redskins' 10, but a stingy Washington defense prevented a touchdown. Rafael Septien kicked the chip shot field goal to give Dallas a 3-0 lead. But the Redskins were not to be denied. A combination of some strong running by John Riggins and short passes by Joe Theismann resulted in a 20-yard touchdown pass to Charlie Brown. End of the first quarter, it's Washington 7, Dallas 3.
Now tomorrow, the AFC play to determine that conference's Super Bowl rep will take place. In Miami, the Dolphins will host the Jets. College football today, the Senior Bowl in Mobile. Mary Foster is there.
Chilly gray day here at the Senior Butts of the NFL and the USFL, dancing in many of these players' heads. Good performance today could determine which league some of them work for. Good performance could also raise their level in the upcoming NFL draft. Pitt quarterback Dan Marino, already a number one draft choice for the USFL and expected to be in the NFL, should be starting for the North. LSU's Alice Risher starting for the South.
We'll be back with a look at tennis and golf in a moment.
Now, you could save hundreds of dollars at your participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. With 11.9 annual percentage rate, you could save on every new 82 or 83 Ford car and light truck and every new Mercury and Lincoln car introduced to date. 11.9% financing from Ford and Lincoln Mercury. Dealer contribution may affect savings, one per qualified customer. Just take delivery of any new car or light truck by March 31st, 1983. Now's the time. 11.9 is the rate.
Before long, these people will be professionally trained auditors, electricians, surveyors, cameramen, riflemen, meteorologists, computer operators. They'll be trained in one of over 160 good skills. But first, they're earning the title United States Marine. Maybe you can be one of us, the few, the proud Marines.
In New York's Madison Square Garden at this hour, John McEnroe and Guillermo Vilas meeting in the Masters Tennis Semifinal. Let's go to the Big Apple and Greg Schmalls.
Fred, John McEnroe and Guillermo Vilas are hooked up in a real battle. McEnroe took control early, breaking Vilas in the first game of the opening set. McEnroe led 4-1, but Vilas closed the deficit to 4-3. McEnroe now has won the first set 6-3 and leads the second set 1-0. And following this match will be the other semifinal between Jimmy Connors and defending champion Yvonne Lendl.
Now within the hour, the leader will be on the course on a rather blustery day in Palm Springs, California for the fourth round of the five-round Bob Hope Desert Classic. Trying to keep warm in the desert is Lee Shanoff.
Some of the contenders are already on the course under partly cloudy skies and 54-degree temperatures, and it's going to get cloudier and windier as the day goes by. There's even a chance of rain. This could help golfers like Craig Stadler, second after yesterday's round, who teed off early and could complete their rounds before the rain gets here. But the changing weather could hurt the leader, John Foate, who isn't scheduled to tee off for another 25 minutes.
In college basketball, a halftime score, Wisconsin 33, Iowa 29. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Fred Manfred.
The Fabulous Bag at Hampshire Mall, along with a fabulous sidewalk sale today. Dozens of fine stores are setting out hundreds of quality items at big sidewalk sale markdowns. Save big and stroll the mall for a look at 50s vintage cars on display. Register for a jukebox giveaway. There'll be a hula hoop contest, and tonight, starting at 6, two live bands playing favorites of the 50s. Sidewalk sale today at Hampshire Mall. Be there, and be sure to visit WHMP's Jimmy Fund Radiothon, broadcasting from the mall today with Ken Coleman.
And are we on the air now? Yes, we are. Okay.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Dion from Hampshire Mall, the Jimmy-thon for 1983. Mike Dion with Dave Matson, Channel 22, news anchorman. And let's give you the weather forecast. First of all, everybody, it's going to be a mostly sunny, beautiful day to be outside today. We hope you can come by and say hello to us here at the mall. Increasing cloudiness tonight, some snow possibly with lows tonight in the 20s. Tomorrow, some sleet and rain and highs in the 30s. So if you're going to go out this weekend, today looks like the day to do it. And we'd sure like to see you down here at Hampshire Mall. We have a big 50 sidewalk sale going on today. And if you need another reason to come down, of course, we're having our broadcast from the mall, and we're looking for donations. Stop by, say hello to the people here. I know Dave would like to see as many people as he can stop by and say hello. We, of course, say hello to you. We want your money. It'll be perfectly frank. That's why we're here. We're trying to raise money for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund. And quite frankly, it's been kind of quiet the first half of the day, Dave.
It has been, Mike, and we can't stress enough to people to make those phones ring. They are quiet right now, 586-2721 and 774-2717 if you're listening on WPOE up in Greenfield. And Mike, throughout the morning when it's been kind of slow, we've gone over to Dennis Lee to get those phones ringing. So let's try that again. Dennis?
Dennis, do your stuff.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. It is slow. We don't like to admit it's slow, but that's the reality. And right now the ladies can sit and talk about the world problems, but our big problem today is getting the phones ringing. We have a beautiful baseball autographed by the 1982 Red Sox. Minimum of $50, please, on that. It really is great to have, you know, someday to give for a gift and to keep. It really is a wonderful, wonderful gift to have or to keep for yourself. We have a Jim Rice bat. We have a pledge of $50 on that. If you top that, it could be yours. We have a minimum pledge of $100 of the left field wall. They are beautiful souvenirs of the place called Fenway Park. Now, Ken Coleman will be back later. He, of course, is the eloquent spokesman for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And, folks, we can talk and we can kid, but we're talking about serious things here, and we're talking about helping people to live and to live better, the quality of their life. And really, we really want to get you to the phone. It's very, very hard, I know, to kind of get you to that last step. You might think, well, gee, it's a good thing they're doing the radiothon, but to get you over to the phone is really kind of tough. Please give us a call. The phones are quiet right now. I see somebody's having a pretzel for lunch. That's nice to have that, but we don't want that. We want the phones ringing. We want it so busy that the ladies are famished at the phones. They won't be able to eat till Tuesday. We want the phones ringing. Please, 586-2721. That's locally in Northampton and up in Greenfield, 774-2717. And I mentioned the left field wall, Fenway Park, 1976, when they redid the park. The Green Monster, autographed by Ted Williams and Carl Yastrzemski. And then that's worth it in itself. If you love Yaz and you loved Ted, it's framed. It's just a gorgeous thing to have if you're a Red Sox fan. It makes you good to look at it, even when they don't win the pennant. You'll feel good about it. Please give us a call. We have posters, minimum $3 pledge. We have Jimmy Fund license plates for minimum $5. Can we have the phones ring? I just want to make sure they're working. You know, every once in a while, Ma Bell messes up. I want to make sure and see that if the phones are working. I have three phones behind. Can I have three rings, please? We'll do the Andrew Sisters impression here. All right? Patty, Maxine, and Laverne. Well, that's what we'll call the phones. Let's have them ring. 586-2721, locally and up in Greenfield, 774-2717. Okay? For the Jimmy Fund license plate or a bid on the wall or a $3 minimum bid on the poster, please. If you're listening, I know you are. We'd like to have you get to the phones and help us out. There's one. We thank you. Let's have number two. I'm not really sure. I think number two is broken. We got to prove it. Oh, number two is working. Can we hear number three, please? Want to hear number three. Is number three working, or do we have to call a repairman on a Saturday and have overtime for the repairman? Number three. Want to give away a poster for a $3 pledge or a license plate or a pledge on the wall? Can I have another call, please? Otherwise, someone's going to be having lunch and a pretzel, and we don't want that. Let's have the phone ring, please. 586-2721. The poster is gorgeous for $3. You can have it. I got an idea. How about if you get several of them and make great wallpaper, you know? Cover up all the holes in the wall and help the Jimmy Fund, too, all right? What do you say? We have two of the three phones ringing. We need one more ring. I need a ring. I'm in need of a ring. Okay, 586-2721. We'd like to hear from you. please help the Sydney Farber Cancer Institute, the many, many people that worked on the banquet, the many, many people that have worked here and worked all year round. We need your help. We need another phone ringing as soon as we possibly can, and we thank you for that. Also, for a $10 pledge, we have a memento from the banquet last night. It says, Jimmy Fund salutes 100 years of UMass football, January 21st, 1983. It's a great... On my messy desk at the radio station, WHMP, this is the classiest thing on an old beat-up desk. This is really great, nice paperweight. Please, make a phone call. Really, really help out today, and we thank you. Kenny Coleman will be back a little bit later on to talk some of the specifics of the Farber Cancer Institute, but they help a lot of people. Could be your friends and neighbors, and you never know. And they've made some great strides, and the only way they can continue is for folks like you, yes, you, that's thinking, should I call? Should I get over to the phone? Should I put the index finger in the phone? The answer is yes. Please help us. It's so important. It's 16 after 1 o'clock. I think we're behind our last year's totals, and, you know, I don't want to get down on a knee and sing Sonny Boy, but I guess we might even do it. We got to get the phones ringing. They're quiet right now, and I'd like to see if we can give away the posters for $3 pledges. Can I have the phones ring, please? Somebody would love to have a beautiful Red Sox poster. We would love to make sure that you have it. It really is gorgeous. And, of course, that left field wall is just a thing of beauty to have in your living room, a little bit of it. And please, let's have the phones ring. It's repetitive. I know we give the phone numbers a lot, but we don't want you to forget. 586-2721. And the great folks up in Greenfield working with us at WPOE at 774-2717. Everybody's working together to try to raise some money for the Jimmy Fund, our fourth annual Jimmy Fund Radiothon. We need some calls. The phones are kind of quiet. Can you prove to us again the phones are working, please? Because, you know, they get kind of shaky. They get a little bit of use, and we want to make sure they're working. Let's get them ringing, please, and help us out. Help the Jimmy Fund. Help fight cancer in kids. And I know that after you do it, thank you, you're going to feel awfully good because of it. That sounds like a cliche, but it's true. Once you do it, once you pick up the phone, once you donate, awfully good, and you're going to feel like a part of this. You might not be on the committee. You might not have had a chance to go to the banquet last night, but you'll feel wonderful being a part of this whole thing. Mark Berman is with me from WPOE, and Mark, I know you want to urge your Greenfield folks to get to it. We need everybody's help in this mammoth effort.
Well, you know, if there's ever been a New England charity, the Jimmy Fund is the New England charity. And I know that people in New England like to support things that are New England. That's why we support the Red Sox, is it not? And is there nothing more New England for a charity than the Jimmy Fund? Of course there isn't. And this is something that's going to help many, many children, many, many adults as well in their battles with cancer. And it's also going to help people who sometime down the road, okay, and this isn't a warning to anyone, but sometime down the road, there are people who are going to be contracting cancer. It could be you. It could be someone close to you. And the more money you give, the closer, the more money they'll have to do research, and the closer they're going to come to a total cure for this dreaded disease. Remember, it can happen, and it does happen, to people that you know and people that you're close to. The Jimmy Fund, it's New England's charity. Ken Coleman will tell you all about it. He's come back in, and he'll be speaking in just a little while again. Give us a call, please. 586-2721. That's 586-2721. Give us a call, whatever you can afford, $5, $10, $3, children, 50 cents, it doesn't matter. Give what you can, 774-2717. If you're in high school, Turner's Falls High School, Northampton High School, Frontier, it doesn't matter. Reach into your pocket, okay? We know that you're going to go out with that money tonight. Just reach into that pocket and pull out a couple dollars, just a couple dollars. Bring it down to the Hampshire Mall. Bring it over to WPOE or give us a call at 586-2721, 774-2717.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark and Dennis. Very nice job. Again, 586-2721 in Greenfield, 774-2717. We need phone calls. It's been a little bit slower than we'd like, and we keep saying we. We don't mean we, the people sitting here talking to you. We're talking about the people who are going to benefit from the research and the work that is done by the Farber Cancer Institute. Those are the people that we are representing today and asking you for your donations. And as Mark said, it doesn't have to be a lot of money, a dollar, $2, $5, whatever you can bid. We sure would appreciate having it. Dave?
With us now is a guy I always call probably the busiest man in Northampton. I don't think Ralph was home a night a week. Always something doing. Ralph Levy, you hear him on Forward Northampton every night, and he's very every week, I mean. Monday nights at 6:15?
10 after.
Well, I remember. Close enough. And Ralph is here to help us out today, and all the people he knows up at Northampton High School and Northampton, to get them to phone in some pledges, I would think, Ralph.
I'm sorry?
Get them to phone in some pledges.
Well, I certainly hope they will. There are a lot of them out there, and we know them all, and we know that this is a great idea, and the whole idea of having to work to help people get cured for cancer, the worst disease, I guess, that we have. It kills more people than anybody else, and I've known about it even through my own family and friends, and it's great to see that something's happening now and they're really taking care of it. In the old days, when my older brother died at an early age, they didn't know much about it, so they didn't have that much research. But now with this